Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh man, sorted. Nathaniel Bessie with Tokozo Mbambo and El Shaddai Adonai takes us to my chat. Oh, Andile, don't kill me. Apologies. Good afternoon, Andile.
Afternoon, Luko.
There you are. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing great, thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Same here. Listen, Andile, some of us are not as technologically savvy as the rest of you guys. I had to call Budvusi and say, listen, this is weird. I can hear this guy, but I can't hear him. What's the problem? And he quickly took me through it. So I'm sure you would have gotten that being a tech guy.
Yeah, my common thing would be, have you tried turning it off and on again?
This other boss I used to work for used to say, anyone in the technology and IT space will mess you up. All they know is switch it on and off and on again. And he would say, I don't know what these guys learn at school, but that's all they say. But when he gets into trouble, he doesn't say that. So welcome in, Andile. Andile is from Heartlines. Like I said, his name is Andile Maphosa. And here's the gentleman behind the WhatsApp Fathers Matter coach that Abo Babu Jeff, Abo Mamfigile talk about. And I must say, Andile, it always fascinates me because we're in the world of AI a lot now. And I think being a non-technologically savvy person generally, I'm like, guys, how do you get it right? How do you get an app to literally forethink every question I'll ever ask in this life enough for you to actually answer it accurately? But how?
We don't have to forethink.
Really. Oh.
The beauty is the tech already exists. And what a lot of these models do is they are pre-programmed so that when someone asks a question, it will generate text based on that question, which is pretty much how our Fathers Matter coach works.
Maybe let's start here for somebody that's listening for the first time. I think let's get a proper and full on actual introduction of you, because I know Ugutsu, you are from Heartlines. And a fun fact, by the way, Pulpit family, is the earlier today I'd been communicating with him on email, and then suddenly a strange number sends me a WhatsApp. And I'm like, don't scam me now. Who's this? Like a strange number. And while I'm driving to work, the number, a different number, I think, or same number, I'm not sure, calls me. And I try calling it back and I can't. And I'm like, hey, bro, what's happening? Then I realize it's that dodgy number. Yeah, but then he tells me it's Andy. So, yeah, he's the guy behind, like I said, the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach. Maybe if you can give us a full introduction of who Andile is before we get into what the WhatsApp coach is all about.
Thanks so much. My name is Andile Maphosa. I am the tech lead and digital communication architect at Heartlines. It sounds fancy.
Very fancy.
It just means that I do quite a bit of most of the communication work for Heartlines as an organization. So newsletters, any invitation you get from someone from Heartlines, most likely you would have gotten it from me.
Yeah.
But also into our SMSs and more recently into our Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach. I am also a dad. And so the coach does also help me in being a better father.
Help you, the one who set it up. Interesting. Now, Andile, let's talk about the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach. Who is it for exactly? And maybe if you can just fill us in on how it operates.
Okay, so let me take you back to how we came up with the idea for the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach. In the year 2019, we had done a lot of research around some of the things that prevent fathers from being actively involved in the lives of their children. And interestingly, one of the things to come out of that research was a lack of skills. Mm-hmm. Fathers did not know how to be present in the lives of children. And we've been going around the country with the message of Fathers Matter. But we also thought, wouldn't it be nice for us to come up with something that can help fathers with those skills that they lack? Mm-hmm. And that is where the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach was born. It was born out of the need to empower fathers with the necessary skills for them to be present and active in the lives of their children.
Okay.
We went through quite a number of iterations on how best can we do this. We thought, hey, let's try emails. But we also know that emails, there's the challenge of people actually opening those emails.
Yeah.
And eventually we thought, hey, what is something that people use on a daily basis? And that is WhatsApp.
Mm.
And so we started thinking around how can we build something like this on WhatsApp? And so after some time, the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach was born out of that. And it basically is a helpline for fathers, but not just fathers. Fathers and father figures. And father figures are your grandfathers, your uncles, or any male person who exists in the ecosystem and steps in as a father figure in the lives of young people. And the nice thing is, we also see quite a number of moms have come onto the platform as well.
You've beat me to it, because I was going to say, I've heard also Abo Mama, when it gets too heaty and too much, they're like, hey, Fathers Matter coach, what do I do?
Yes. And that's one of the things which I think has been quite interesting for us. Because initially when we built and designed the platform, we were out here thinking that we're going to help men be more active. And then one of the offshoots of that has been mothers coming onto the platform and asking us questions about how can I get my husband more involved and things like this, which has been a lovely surprise for us, because it does mean that while we can say men are interested in being active and present, it's nice to see that the entire ecosystem is coming to the party.
True.
To ensure that fathers have access to children.
But tell me now, Andile, you developed this system, I believe, but also is it AI generated?
So I would love to take the credit for developing the system.
There's
a huge team behind me that has worked tirelessly with me to bring what we have today.
Mm-hmm.
And so AI is just one aspect of the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach.
Oh.
Ultimately, we have three levels of help for people when they come onto the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach. The first one is they can browse our library of content for topics that are important to them. And so what we've done is we've split up all the information and we use the age group of your children as a way to divide the content up. And so when you come onto the platform, you have the choice to get advice about your child.
Oh.
So these are basically tips which cover all the age groups from 0 all the way through to 12 plus. And so what we do is we put as much content as we can related to that age group. And so in the 0 to 6, you can come, the 0 to 6 months, for instance, you can come in and you can get tips on how you can bond with your little one when they're in that first couple of months after birth. And then you can come on and say you've got a 3-year-old. You can come on and look under the tips that we have for your 3-year-old. And then outside of tips about your child, we also have tips about being a father. Because we understand that you are not, you know, you have to be there for your child, but we also need to give you tips about taking care of yourself as a dad. And so, you know, we have lot of content, you know, about mental health, managing your emotions, controlling your anger, how you can deal with financial stress, as well as how you as a father can reconnect with a child if you haven't been connected before. And you can also use the exact same tips to try and reconnect with your own father as a father. And we also have tips for the father figures. And these are the aunts, the uncles, any person who steps into that role as a father figure. We also give them tips because, again, we don't just support the father. We support the father figure. Mm. And this was quite important because in South Africa, most children do not grow up in a house with their biological dad.
True.
And we found we have to empower those people who step into that role as well, because some of them face the exact same problem that they don't know how to show up. And so this is the first level of help that you can get when you come on the coach. You can get tips.
The second one,
can I go on, or you
yes,
might have some
yes,
questions?
Definitely.
And so the second level of assistance that you can get when you come to the coach is we send out regular messages which contain tips as well as encouragement and advice on being a parent. And we do this every day of the week, depending on the different age group that your child is in. And so these ones, for instance, we might send you a simple message saying, hey, do you know how important it is to just be present in the life of a child in the first 1,000 days that they are born? To even more playful things like tips on, do you know that playing with your child can help build their confidence? But we also will send you a message that can lead you through to the content that we have within our library. And so we might nudge you about, you know, let's say you have a child who, like my child, he's in the what people like to call the terrible twos.
You're like me. I've got two of those. I've got twins that are almost two.
Oh, double the trouble.
Yeah.
And so we might say, hey, Dad, we know tantrums are something that happens in this age group. So here are some tips on how you can deal with tantrums as they happen.
Aww.
And that would lead you into the content that we have about tantrums. One of the interesting things we also found is a lot of men do come onto the platform and they ask about very difficult subjects, you know, like substance abuse or substance use and things like this. And our coach is designed in such a way that it'll give you some advice, but more importantly, it'll point you in the right direction of where you can get further assistance, which brings me to the third way that people can get help when they come onto the coach, and that is asking a question.
Okay.
So maybe you've signed up, you've registered on our platform, and you are looking for something, but you can't find it in our library. We have an interactive AI-powered coach, which allows you to ask a question and get a real-time response around whatever it is that you're asking about. Mm-hmm. However, for us, what we did is we built it in such a way that it will answer questions around the topic of fathering.
Okay.
And we also told it that it needs to understand and respond to people within a South African context as well. And so any assistance it offers is not only going to be useful, but it's also relevant to the topic and to the context that we find ourselves in.
Tell me now, Andile, is there a way then for the WhatsApp or the platform itself to let's say, for instance, spot dangerous questions, you know, questions that may make you actually feel like, eish, we really need to personally reach out to this person. Is there a way where you guys are able to do that in order to look out for the interests of both the dads and the children? Or is it just a matter of you get a response and that's the end of it?
So we have built safeguards into the system Number one, it will flag to us any potential harmful activity.
Oh.
By harmful activity, you can't come onto the platform and ask a question about harming children, because there is a Children's Protection Act that we actually make sure that we are in line with, which okay. is we need to protect children. And so any question that talks about harm to a child, number one, gets flagged, but the coach does also tell you that what you have asked is, let's say it's not legal.
Okay.
It will tell you that, but it will also reshape the conversation to something more positive. And then when those things are flagged, we are very specific about having a person in the loop who looks through all these questions as well. We have a research team that periodically also collects all the questions, all the responses, and goes through them. And from there, we develop our safeguards so that we avoid future misuse, because you can't think of any possible scenario off the bat. And sometimes you have to allow people to use the platform and you build safeguards in there. And so we've constantly built in safeguards from the time we started, mm-hmm. but we always review our questions, review the answers, and make sure that everything is always above board and not harmful.
Oh, I love the sound of that. Before we quickly just take a break, Andile, just one quick question. How does one sign up, for the coach, and what can they expect when they start using it? Because we're going on and on and on about it. Somebody's probably listening right now and saying, all I'm waiting for is to hear, Wuti, how do I get into that platform? Because they're goa.
We've made it super easy for you to sign up to the platform. You can visit www.fatherscoach.co.za, and it's best if you do this on your mobile phone. Once you go to that link, it will open WhatsApp on your phone and pre-populate with a message, and all you need to do is tap send, and then it'll take you through the registration process, which is quick and easy.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, let's grab a glass of water, Andile, and we'll be right back, because I still have more questions for you.
Awesome.
657 AM. Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
It's Richard Smallwood and God of Promise, taking us to 17 minutes to 6. And I must say, running out of time. We're trying to manipulate technology, and it just would not budge. Because, listen, it's much nicer to speak to somebody you can see. So, yeah, with Andile being in the UAE, it's really not working. So, Andile, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good because I have the face for radio. So
we tried as much as we could. So we spoke about signing up for the Father's Matter Coach earlier on, Andile.
Yes.
Tell me, you spoke about the fact that you're also a father. Why would you say it's so important for a father to actually have this, literally in their pocket, to have a Father's Matter Coach in their pocket?
I think the biggest reason is, as men, it's a huge cultural shift that we are currently on, where we are now being more hands-on mm-hmm. with our children from birth all the way through. And so, because previously, men were the silent in the background people, now we are trying to be thrust more into the foreground, and that will inevitably come with, I don't know how.
Mm.
It can be, I don't know how because I was never fathered myself.
True.
Or it could be, I don't know how because it has never really been a thing. And so one of the biggest reasons to register on the coach is to get the skills that you need.
Yeah, yeah.
And to get the encouragement for doing it, because it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know? It's not easy being active and present and positive in the life of your child. But it's something that we all see that we need to do because it has so many positive results.
Mm.
And this is a way for you to get the skills. Ask the question, because as men, we don't do well with things we don't know. Mm. And it's very unlikely that you will go to another man and say, hey, I don't know how to change a diaper.
And true.
And I was that person as well. I did not know how to change a diaper. But granted, by the time my child came, I had, you know, you can read as many things, but until you actually do it yourself, there's also that fear.
Yeah.
That can grip you. I might do something wrong. And so the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach becomes that friend who's always there for you,
yeah,
will never judge you, and will give you practical tips and tools whenever you need them.
Sure. When you said, Andile, a friend that will never judge you, I thought, and in recent times I've had a couple of chats, you know, with men who came in studio. Mm. We're talking about just men in general and how they struggle to talk. I remember I had an interview with Pastor Ray. And that's just one of the things about men in general. You guys don't find it easy to open up. Do you find, as one of the people, and I love this because you're part of the entire ecosystem of creating the entire thing, but you still use it for yourself as well. Do you find that it's helped you have somebody to talk to?
In more ways than one. Number one, there are moments where I will ask the coach, my child doesn't want to eat his food. Mm-hmm. What can I do? And, you know, coming again from, you know, just the history of men not being actively involved in such a way, how would I ask this question to my father? Because my father was there, but he wasn't involved in it.
Exactly.
And when he was, like, I actually don't eat a lot of food now because I was forced to eat it growing up.
Mm.
And I have consciously said, I don't want that for my child. And so I could go to my father, who might give me some advice, which might come from a good place, but could be harmful.
Exactly.
And so the coach then steps in and says something like, don't force him to eat it, but try present the same food in a different way.
Mm.
And that changes my approach as well, because
yeah,
I'm not going to be forcing the food down him, but I will say, let's try and make this process fun for him to start eating that food. And so it's helped me in that way, but it's also helped me in moments where I wasn't sure, you know?
True.
I one time, you know, I woke up, my child was still asleep, which was very different because he was always up before I was up.
Oh.
And then right after eating, he went back to sleep. And I'm like, you know, your dad senses are kicking in, like, mm-mm.
Something's weird.
This is not the way I know Kai. His name is Kai.
Okay.
And so I did a quick run over to the WhatsApp coach. She was like, these are the symptoms that my son has. It lists a couple of things, but then the important thing was, if in doubt, consult your healthcare practitioner.
Aww.
And I was like, you know, I'm in doubt. And so off to the clinic with him, and it was fortunate because he did have a stomach bug.
Oh.
And so you think back to how at times we were like, he's going to be fine.
He's going to be, exactly. We do that a lot.
Exactly. We do that all the time. And so, you know, granted, most of the times, you know, they're going to be fine. But having something that said to me, when in doubt, consult your healthcare practitioner, that also did trigger something in me to say, mm-mm. I
want to take this option.
let me rather do what it says and consult.
Yeah.
So it's and again, it's not always, you know, those big difficult things. Sometimes it's a message that comes in. So I'm involved in us sending out the messages. We call them nudges because we are nudging people to a different type of action. And sometimes that nudge comes in on me and says, Andile, when was the last time that you hugged your child?
Aww.
And just put your phone away and played with your child? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I haven't done that. So again, it's not always the big things. It's sometimes those little reminders of, give your child your undivided attention.
Yeah. You know, Andile, you spoke about something so important when you said sometimes you just want to force down the food because that's what you know, that's what you're familiar with. But I'm loving without you saying, as you were speaking, with my mom, it's totally different. She's one of those that will say, try and find what it is that she prefers to eat, which sounds nice, it sounds kind, it sounds good. But the reality is, a child being a child might not necessarily want something healthy, but something junky. Yes. And so it's really lovely to know there's a platform that will say, okay, try this, try that, different options. And like you're saying, you could have easily gone with the suggestions of what it said it was, but it also gave you an option to say, hey, should you still be in doubt, please consult a healthcare practitioner. So this one is that friend that's not going to lead you astray.
Yes, it's truly that one that will listen. And
oh, I lost Andile there. Lost Andile. But it's okay. You know what? I'm going to get him back on in a second from now because I want us to continue and wrap up our conversation about the Father's Matter Coach. If you're wondering what this is all about, this is basically a conversation for fathers and father figures. If you are a father or you are a father figure, maybe an uncle, maybe somebody in the community who's seen that gap and wants to fill it and make sure that there is a child that does not grow up without a father figure. Because as much as, you know, we probably had fathers or we think we have it all together, sometimes we just need a different voice. We need a different voice of counsel that will actually say to you, you're not going to father a child in this generation like you were fathered. It's not going to work. Or maybe, like Andile is saying, his dad probably, you know, force-fed when he felt the need to, because that's the only strategy he knew. But now, you know, it's the strategy might not work for your child because children are just not the same. And Andile is back online again. Andile, welcome back.
Thank you. The tech is just not teching today.
No, it's not teching, but devil is a liar and his mother-in-law.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah. No, I want us to get to something else, Andile. You spoke earlier on about research, and I understand that Hotlines is very big on that. Maybe if you can let us know what kind of research or community input actually shaped the topics and the messages that are shared by the coach.
So when we initially came up with the coach, we looked at what are the key things that men would need to know across the different age groups. And what has been nice is the coach has actually been active since 2023.
Oh.
So for 2 years, we've been learning and learning and learning, and men have been asking questions. And so when the research team pulls all the questions, they come up with a list of frequently asked questions. Mm-hmm. And that begins to guide the type of content we would create to sit in our library of content. And we don't just, you know, go online, go to AI and say, how can, you know, a man connect with his children? We actually work with psychologists as well as people who work with young people, and they help us create this content that eventually finds its way onto our library of content. And so important to know, it's not just AI advising, but our library of content has gone through the right people and they have guided us and sometimes contributed into that content that we eventually put up online. And it's also given us directions in which we should go, because it's easy to create something like this and then just say, we're going to do A, B, and C because that's what we think. But because we've been gaining these questions over time, we begin to see, oh, okay, so there's a need for this type of content. A lot of things we're seeing is men actually want to connect with children. They want to connect with their children. And so we created a section on how to connect with your children, whether you live in the same house or you are away from them. And it's very simple, easy to do things rather than, you know, things that seem very difficult.
Yeah. Andile, I'd love for us to go on, but we have run out of time, unfortunately. Any last important point that you'd want to bring to our attention?
Being a dad is tough.
I love that honesty.
Being a dad is tough, guys. Let's not lie. And you would need the coach in your pocket, and you can. How? Just register on the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach. And it doesn't matter if you're a mother, a father, an uncle, an aunt, or even a child yourself, you can use the coach to figure out how can I connect with my dad? Because we do have tips about reconnecting from both the perspective of a child, but also the perspective of the adult reaching out to their child. And so what are you waiting for? Aww. Register today.
Oh, man. Andile, thank you so much. It was really informative conversation, I must say. And I think I've heard it a lot of times, but I've never really done it. I'm definitely going to get on the platform myself as well. And I'll make sure my husband actually gets onto it as well.
We are looking forward to it. We thank you for the support and thank you for having me. I've had a great time talking about the Fathers Matter WhatsApp coach, and I hope we can do this again soon.
Most Dave. Thank you so much, Andile. And what time is it in the UAE right now?
It is 3 minutes to 8 p.m.
Okay, so have a great evening then. Have a great night. Thanks. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
And that's Andile Maphosa from Heartlines, and he's basically the gentleman making sure. I don't say he's the gentleman behind Father's Matter, as he did a disclaimer there, but he's the gentleman making sure that all these questions are answered for us as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's really been great. Kara Daisel coming in straight off to me. And from myself, Lukum Gwedi Puti, have a blessed evening.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.